The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome to worship at First Presbyterian Church on this kind of rainy Sunday morning. If you were out earlier, it was a deluge out there and a bit of a flood in the alleyway, but I think it has let up, so it's good to see you here this morning, and it's good to be together as we worship God, especially as we worship together on this Sunday when we honor our Christian educator, Debbie Madden, as she prepares to retire. That is, will be the order of the day this evening, starting at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary, a retirement celebration followed by a reception in the fellowship hall. So I hope that you will join us as we celebrate and give thanks to Debbie for nearly 20 years of ministry with and among us here at First Presbyterian Church. There are a few other announcements in your bulletin. Please take note of those as they apply to you. PW meeting this week and Space for God as well. And a special reminder, next Sunday is All Saints Sunday. We will be celebrating the Lord's Supper, and you are invited to bring in pictures and to place those along the windowsills of loved ones who have gone on ahead of us, friends or family, people who have been important to you in your faith life and in your faith journey, who have taught you what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And we will be surrounded then by a cloud of saints, as it were. So that is next Sunday. And also, don't forget, next Sunday is time change. So please make sure that you are aware of that. I think that is the entirety of the announcements. It is good to be together in God's house and to worship together on this day. So this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice together and be glad in it. This morning, as we gather for worship, we will be using the green hymnals for the last time after she leaves. We're just going to throw them away, honestly. All of the hymns, though, this morning are out of the green hymnal, so you can put the blue ones away. And I did forget, Ray Thomas has an announcement that he wanted to make, and I completely forgot about it. So, Ray, please.
Two things. First of all, on behalf of the Parish Life Committee, we have 14 people bringing food tonight, and too many highlights to mention. I thank all of you who volunteered to bring items to prepare food for tonight's party, which will immediately follow. We'll have a meeting here in the sanctuary, and then actually not a dinner, just kind of a little get together with finger foods and things that everybody can enjoy. And I hope you all plan to come out tonight. Something else that's going on in the month of October, and we didn't recognize this, but we're going to recognize it this morning, is it's Pastor Appreciation Month. And on behalf of the Parish Life Committee, Tony, we have a little gift for you. And our appreciation on behalf of the entire congregation. And we'll have a special cake that will be part of Bob and Judy Reed's hosting a fellowship hour right after worship.
Thank you.
So enjoy.
I feel appreciated.
Mm-hmm. I knew that.
Appreciated and surprised. You don't often surprise me these days. Thank you. Thank you. Let us stand as we worship God together. Pour out your spirit, O Lord.
We call upon your name.
Rain down your mercy, O God.
We depend upon your grace.
Streaming. Now is the darkness vanished away. See in
God is always ever more ready to hear and to forgive than we are to pray and to confess. We dare to come before God, to approach God's throne with confidence that we will be heard and that we will be forgiven as we pray together. Holy One, Eternal Trinity, the voice of Christ beckons us to follow, but we cannot hear his voice over the noise we have created. You call us to hope, but we choose fear, for we would rather be safe than risk being faithful. You offer us freedom, but we choose independence, pretending we have ultimate control. You offer us life, but we find ourselves perishing, buried by the burdens we refuse to share. Forgive us, God of life, heal us, and bring us peace. Amen. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. Behold, a new life is begun. Hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Amen. Just as God has forgiven us in Christ Jesus, let us also forgive one another and offer signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Dearly beloved, we are the forgiven children of God. We are here to celebrate and worship our God. We are here to hear and understand a word that God has for each of us today. So let us now pray to be illuminated by the light of Christ, to hear and know what God has to say to each one of us. Let us pray together. Almighty God, In you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
All right. Okay. Our first lesson reading is Joel 2, 23 through 32. And this can be found on page 848 in the Old Testament of the Pew Bible. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, and early the later rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain. The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent against you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is no other. And my people shall never again be put to shame. Then afterward, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female slaves, in those days I will pour out my spirit. I will show portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day the Lord comes. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
second scripture lesson this morning is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Listen again to God's Word. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Isn't that an Easter scripture? Do we usually hear that at Easter?
We do usually hear that at Easter, but Easter isn't just one Sunday each year. Easter is a daily reality. Every Sunday that we Christians gather in worship is supposed to be a sort of mini Easter, a mini Easter celebration in worship and praise of the risen Christ. Easter is foundational to who we are as followers of Jesus, as much as Christmas and Good Friday. We are Easter people, people of the empty tomb, people of new life. And it's Jesus who gives us this new life and shows us what this new life looks like. The women who gathered at the tomb only to find it empty that first Easter heard Jesus tell them to give a message to the disciples. "He has been raised. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there."
We've heard this before, right?
Right. We have heard this before several times, many times, but it's important for us to hear it again and for us to remember each and every day that no matter where we are going in life, Jesus has gone there ahead of us, and we should expect to see him wherever we are going. It's especially true in a time of transition, a time like this, when you're retiring, Debbie, and starting a new chapter in your life, and we as a congregation are also going into a transition. In both cases, Jesus is going ahead of us, and it is important for both you and for us as a congregation to look for Jesus, to look for Jesus and to discover where he is and what he is doing so that we can be part of God's work. I've been thinking a lot about transitions as you've been cleaning out your office. 20 years ago, that's a transition in and of itself.
Thank you, Duncan.
Great. 20 years ago when you came to First Church, it was a huge transition for you. You left a job, and you came to a new place to do new work, work that had only been done on a volunteer basis before. But Jesus was already here when you arrived. How have you experienced Jesus in this place? How have you discerned him going ahead of you all these years?
I have known Jesus to be here with me and with this congregation each and every day of the past 20 years. Jesus has led us through times of great fun, such as Easter egg hunts, game nights, church picnics, that was a hard word. Jesus has sat with us in Sunday school classes, Bible studies, and here in worship. Jesus has held our hands in hospital visits and on mission trips. Jesus has wiped our tears at funerals and when other dear members of our community have moved away. And now as I transition to retirement and the congregation prepares for a new season, I know Jesus will lead me to a place where I can be of use in God's kingdom. And Jesus will be here at First Presbyterian to continue his ministry and mission through this congregation.
We often talk about Jesus being the light of the world. In John's gospel, it says that Jesus is the Word, the light shining in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We need light to find our way on this journey, to find the way Jesus is leading, to follow him. So, who were some of the people who shared the light of Christ with you, who held up the light of Christ in this congregation?
Well, the first person I met from this congregation was Reverend John Black. John has always been a light to this congregation and to me in the years we served together. There are so many people I could name, but I have to tell you that the first member who comes to my mind is the late Jane Allen. Jane took me under her wings and helped me to get assimilated into the congregation and the community. Jane was kind and caring to me. But there are many others. Sue and Dick Hammond, Harold and Jean Kretzing, and so many more who just took care of me and supported me in so many different ways. Jean, I don't know if you remember, but when I first came here and I commuted from Enola, which Jean thought was 100 million miles away, you would ask me every Tuesday or Thursday when there were session meetings or book club to come to her house for dinner. And you would make for me things I like, which we all know are about 4 items. But I look in this congregation, and I see 1,000 points of light. Each of you, in your own way, have helped me. Sue, you and Dick were my adopted parents, and you still are. And I care so much for you and how you have taken care of me. Dick and Sue would listen and hear me out when I might have some minor complaints about the community and what was happening here. But they're not the only ones. Sunday school teachers, volunteers, I could name each one of you, and I'd still forget someone who isn't here today. You have all led Sunday school classes, volunteered, went to mission trips. You have gifted me with love, respect, and appreciation. This church literally glows with the light of Christ for me.
It's often easier, I think, for us to see how Jesus has been with us when we look back, when we look to the past. But Scripture says that Jesus is with us now and that Jesus is going ahead of us into the future, that we will see him there. That means for us as a congregation and for you as an individual.
I think I am worrying less about the congregation than some of you seem to be. Many of you have come up to me and said, "Debbie, what will we do without you?" And my regular response is, "The church was here for 265 years before me. I think you'll be okay." Just want you to know that. I have no doubts that Jesus is in this church He has blessed this congregation with wonderful leadership. He has blessed this congregation with talented volunteers, committed members, and a love of the gospel that each of you have. Jesus is here, right now. And I don't think any of you as a congregation should ever doubt this. You'll be fine. Believe me. Believe Jesus. You'll be fine.
You're right. For once. Just kidding.
Okay, twice.
Twice. Okay. Jesus is here and will continue to be here in the future. And for you, Debbie, this is a new and exciting time because you don't know what the future holds. You will have new opportunities and places to serve. It will be important for you to keep your eyes open to discover where Jesus is and how you can be in ministry with him. I know you will continue serving the Presbytery of Carlisle as treasurer, a thankless job that I conned her into doing in the first place, and that you will continue to be involved with APSE, the Association of Presbyterian Church Educators. But you will also become involved in a new congregation, a place where your skills and gifts and talents will be used by God. As you look for that place, look for Jesus. Look for what he is doing by the power of the Holy Spirit and ask how you can be part of it.
I know Jesus is going before me to prepare another congregation for my weird and wacky ways, but also to help them let me shine the unique light that Jesus has gifted me so I can serve his kingdom in community and in the world. Oh, and let's not forget the blessings of grandchildren. I can become more of a friend and a companion to my oldest granddaughter, Michelle, who is in the master's program at York College right now. And I get to be more present to the two younger ones, Mason and Mackenzie, who are in kindergarten and third grade. I can now go to their school events, sports activities. I'm excited. And I'm also thankful that God, in this season of my life, has given me this opportunity to share time and be in good health, to share time with my husband, Dave, with all my family, and with my grandchildren. I truly have been blessed.
Sounds like you will be busy and having lots of fun.
Reading jigsaw puzzles. Yeah.
But we have to admit that transitions are still hard. It was hard for the disciples to watch as Jesus was arrested and crucified. And even after the resurrection, it was hard for them to know that Jesus wasn't always going to be there with them physically, in person. But Jesus promised his disciples, his followers, that he would be with them, that he would be with us by the power of the Holy Spirit. That is how God is with us today. Transitions and departures remind us that we live in the already but not yet of God's kingdom. We already live in the kingdom. God's kingdom has come, but the kingdom is not yet fully here. But we have the promise that God's kingdom will come one day in fullness. That's what we read in the prophet Joel. We have the promise that in the day of the Lord, all will be set right.
And Joel says, sons and daughters, old men and women, young men and young women, everyone will receive God's Spirit. Jesus will be with us, and we will be with Jesus. And I am excited for all of us. May we all keep watch for Jesus as he is here today, will be here tomorrow, will be here always, as he will be with me, wherever I go, and I am thankful. Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for your presence among us. Lord, help us to be aware, to keep our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds open to your presence wherever we go, so that we may see you and feel you and know you and be in ministry with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
As the people of God, let us affirm what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
How good it is when the people of God pray together. And one of the things I am most thankful for in this community has been our prayer community. To be able to pray together, to keep each other and the community and so many people in the world in our hearts, it has been a blessing to me. So I thank all of you for your prayers and all of you who have prayed with me. Now let us pray together. Holy God, as Jesus lay in the tomb, we were reminded that the world has fallen into darkness. People are marginalized and oppressed because just who you created them to be. People are killed because of their faith. Your children are at war, and the fear of more violence to come. Violence in the streets and in our homes, abuse and neglect doing untold harm, poverty, hunger, homelessness, privilege and excess, illness in body and mind and spirit, senseless tragedies and avoidable disasters, loneliness and hopelessness, grief and deep sorrow. Darkness, Lord. But you, O God, you have shown us the light in Christ Jesus. Jesus, who rose from the dead and goes before us to Galilee and beyond. We are new people. The good news of your love should spread throughout the world every day with each one of us. Our hope and trust in Christ's resurrection and the Spirit's presence with us should cause us to fear not. Gracious God, help us to remember the mystery of resurrection each day, a hope beyond hope, faith beyond reason, life in the face of death, your light that pierces all darkness. So, loving God, let the light of Christ sustain us each season of our church year. Make our proclamation be like the air we breathe and the food we eat, filling us daily with your grace and mercy, giving us strength to love you and each other. In the chaos and cacophony of life, may we hear your still, small voice, reminding us that Christ is alive, and therefore so are we. Thank you, God, for the miracles of every day. Thank you for the miracles of these last 20 years where you have blessed me so abundantly. Please continue to bless this church community as they do the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ in this community and the world. We pray now especially for Phyllis Bowman, who is near the end of this earthly life. May we live our lives in Christ and into Christ's kingdom as it emerges throughout the world around us. Let us speak hope against fear, faith in the midst of doubt, and the good news of God's boundless love for each of us. Oh God, do not let us be silent. Help us to speak your word and pray for your kingdom. We pray for your kingdom now with the word the living Christ taught his disciples, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And give us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We have all been blessed abundantly. May we all now give in gratitude back to our God.
Thank you.
have another thank you, Ron and Art and Richard, especially Art, the last song, If I Were a Child of God, was definitely one of my favorites that Art played during the offertory. Although all of you think the green hymnal is weird, it is my favorite stuff. So thanks for singing from it today. And thank you for all the wonderful music. I truly appreciate it. Deb, I also appreciate your solo today. Thank you. Now let us thank God for all our gifts. Almighty and merciful God, from whom comes all that is good, we praise you for your goodness that has created us, your grace that has sustained us, your discipline that has corrected us, your patience that has borne with us, and your love that has redeemed us. Help us to love you and be thankful for all your gifts by serving you and delighting to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Into the world in peace. Have courage. Hold on to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit and the blessing of God Almighty. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen.